Congressman Patrick McHenry has announced First Lady of the United States Laura Bush today invited representatives from the Spruce Pine-based Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree Project to visit the White House for the unveiling of this year's White House Christmas trees, two of which are adorned with ornaments crafted by Western North Carolina artisans. Congressman McHenry said Mrs. Bush's invitation to the White House and public recognition of this project shows on an unprecedented scale that Western North Carolina is blessed with innovative and dedicated people who are fighting to improve our region. Shirley Heiss, executive director of the Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce, said, "Our county and our town have experienced devastating losses over the past several years, having lost one-third of our manufacturing jobs in furniture and in textiles. The Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree Project is a story of hope and courage in the life of a community that is trying to rebuild for the future, and being featured in the White House Christmas for 2006 has brought excitement to our community. This is only something one dreams of," she said, "and for us, it's a dream come true." Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree representatives attended a decorator's reception at the White House today, hosted by Mrs. Bush. Two White House Christmas trees are presently garnished with 135 hand-blown red glass balls and 115 Carolina snowflakes, courtesy of the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree collection. And Congressman McHenry and Ms. Heiss will be featured on Fox and Friends tomorrow, Friday, December 1st, to talk about the project and its positive effects in Western North Carolina. The Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree collection now features over 300 high-quality products by 30 product makers from the mountain counties of Mitchell, Yancey, McDowell, Avery, and Buncombe. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.